Welcome to Personal Best Seminars, A Time for Change. This program is designed to assist you in gaining understanding about the elements of change, to clarify the changes you want to create in your life, and then create leverage to actually move forward. The ideas and concepts that are in this program are brief introductions to concepts and ideas that are taught in the Personal Best course. The Personal Best course is a 200-hour personal development program that has assisted thousands of people to create real and long-lasting changes in their lives. With over 20 years' experience and 12,000 graduates, Personal Best is one of the oldest and largest personal development companies in Canada. For more information, you can always call our toll-free number at 1-877-806-2378 or visit our website at www.personalbestseminars.com. And now, here is Jay Fizette, president of Personal Best Seminars.
So, it's a time for change for you. I want to ask you a couple of questions before we jump into the details of this program. The first, and I believe the most important, is how do you know that it's a time for change? Now that may seem like an unusual question, and maybe it is. But your answer can provide you with great insight as to where you're at in your life and what's going on for you right now. So again, how do you know that it's a time for change? Some of the ways that I have come to know that it's a time for change for me are as follows. This may help in identifying it for you. First and foremost, is I decided to make a choice. Number two, I became dissatisfied with a particular life area or result. Number three, I noticed that I was no longer happy doing what I was doing. Number four, I felt I had learned all that a particular situation had to offer. Number five, I grew as a human being and was no longer willing to settle. Number six, after failing over and over again, I was no longer willing to fail. Number seven, I intuitively knew I must take this step, start this journey. Number eight, I wanted to learn something, experience something new. Number nine, I felt overall malaise and discontent in my life. Number 10, I knew that there must be more to life than what I was experiencing. So what is it for you? What is it that causes you to believe that it is, in fact, a time for change? Is there something in your life that you want to move away from, want to stop happening? Perhaps you want to avoid. Or perhaps you want to create something new. Go on an adventure, strike out on your own, develop an idea. Or maybe you just want to overcome the blahs that so much of our society faces every single day. Whatever your motivation, Personal Best Seminars and this program, A Time for Change, can help. Our first step is to identify your overall approach to change. I'm going to spend a moment or two talking about three different approaches to change, and I'm sure that you will see a little bit of yourself in each of these approaches. The three types are the creator, the acceptor, and the resistor. Now, these names speak quite clearly for themselves, but let's spend a moment or two identifying what are these three approaches. The creator. The creator is often the driving force behind change. Their creative and unique way of seeing the world makes leaving things the way they are impossible. They always see options, and in fact, sometimes too many options. Change and evolution drive them. It's almost an adrenaline rush, a passion and a reason for being. The acceptor. The acceptor is one who goes along without too much difficulty or trauma. The acceptor is generally a great team player and is able to see the impact of a change beyond their own limited area of impact. Acceptors are sometimes complacent and have a tendency to settle. It's something like the old story of a southern gentleman who goes to a friend's home to enjoy some lemonade on the porch. And as they sit there every now and again, the friend's dog lets out a moan of discomfort. And after the dog does this a few times, the visitor asks his friend, "Gee, what's wrong with your dog? Is he sick?" And the friend replies, "Oh no, he's not sick. He's just lying on a nail that's poked through the floor." And the visitor is quiet for a moment, then he asks, "Well, why doesn't he move?" And the friend replies, I guess it doesn't hurt bad enough. Such is the experience of an acceptor who sometimes is willing to settle. The resistor. Resistors are people who not only dislike change, but who actively, sometimes consciously and sometimes unconsciously, block, hinder, and in general thwart change. They like things the way they are. Change is highly stressful for them. And at their core, they are afraid of change and its impact not only on them, but their family, the organizations where they work, and the world in which they live. Before you judge yourself or any of the other approaches to change, you must be aware that there are perks and drawbacks to each approach, and it is important that you are aware of each of them. The creator, for example. Perks? They are dreamers who love change. They cannot stand the boring, ordinary, or repetitious. Their creative approach sees opportunities and solutions that most of us would never see. They are the early adopters that drive change on this planet. Drawbacks. Sometimes creators pursue change for the sake of change itself, without considering, is it truly an improvement? What is the long-term impact of this change? The acceptor. Perks of the acceptor. They easily adapt to change, even though they would not go out of their way to create it themselves. They take change for the most part in stride. The drawbacks. Acceptors have a tendency to follow, sometimes blindly, without truly thinking the process all the way through. Acceptors often have insight and information about how things could be improved, but are unwilling to implement the changes for fear of consequences. In the same way that they accept change easily, it is also easy for them to accept things just the way they are. The resistor. The perks of the resistor forces creators and acceptors to think about change. They are truly a balancing force that keeps many organizations and families from utter chaos. Drawbacks of the resistor. They can be unwilling, often subversive and covert in their resistance, which makes them difficult to identify and work with. So honestly, which are you? And yes, I know that there are parts of you in each of the three approaches. For example, maybe you are the creator in your community or political activities. Maybe you're the acceptor within your family, and perhaps you're the resistor at work when it comes to that latest program. But if you were to consider all areas of your life on the whole, what is your overall approach to change? For me, I am a creator. I live and love to learn new things. Technology fascinates me. The process of manifesting a thought into reality thrills me, and I am truly happiest when I am planning or executing change in my life. So which are you? A creator, acceptor, or resistor? Because your overall approach will have great impact on your willingness and ability to create change in your life. Now remember what your overall approach to change is, because you will need it later on in this program. Now in order to create change effectively, once you have identified your overall approach to change, you must clarify a couple of more things for yourself. First and foremost, what specifically do you want to change? And how will it look? How will you know when the change has occurred? And number two, what do you want to experience in your life as a result of this change? Just to help you out, I'll give you an example. The most significant change that I am looking for in my life is to complete my transition from full-time day-to-day operations at Personal Best Seminars to focusing on facilitating keynote presentations, writing, and producing television series to promote personal development and wellness. Now, the experience that I'm looking for is the experience of honoring myself, utilizing my skills and abilities to their maximum. I want to draw out my creativity by balancing my work time and my play time. I want to become more proactive and less reactive to my environment. And I would describe this entire experience as I want to experience creative freedom. Through listening to my example, I hope that it is clear to you that in answering these two questions, there is much more to this than the mechanics of how I choose to spend my day. These changes challenge some very significant beliefs that I hold about myself, work, and the world in general. One of the fundamental tenets of the Personal Best course is that for us to learn about ourselves, we must not just examine our behaviors, but more importantly, our attitudes and our beliefs that underlie all of our behaviors. And in part 2, we will examine this in much greater depth and detail. Stay with us.